Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for David Raphael Ben Fanya, Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Avraham, and Dorit Bat Sara, and to elevating the souls of Hadassah Bat Yitzchak, Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harab Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. We want to speak about two things on the program this week. First, we want to, of course, give our New Year's greetings and explain something about Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, which we are on the eve of celebrating on the Jewish calendar. That's actually going to be the second subject that we're going to discuss. The first subject is how the Democrat Party has become the party of Louis Farrakhan and of Louis Farrakhan's supporters and enablers. And I think that's a subject that is important because about 80% of American Jews, unfortunately, are Democrats, and it's a very sick situation. So let's start off with that subject. We saw in the past couple of months at least two events that demonstrate just how far the Democrat Party has become a party of vicious Jew haters. White haters and Jew haters. And you may say, well, a lot of whites and a lot of Jews are members of the Democrat Party. They're self-hating whites and they're self-hating Jews. That party is a racist party and an anti-Semitic party. Now, we saw at least two scenes in the past couple of months. One recently at the Aretha Franklin funeral, and one regarding a picture that came out that really show what an incredible situation we have in the Democrat Party. First, we had the picture that came out of Barack Hussein Obama, who for 8 years polluted the office of the White House. For 8 years, this black Muslim Jew hater and anti-white racist was president of the United States for two terms. And we told you in 2008, do you remember how many videos we did? In fact, since 2007, we were warning people. Do you remember how many videos we did telling you that Obama's a Muslim, Obama's an anti-Semite, Obama's a racist? And everybody said, you can disagree with his policies, but he's not a racist. He's not an anti-Semite. You have no proof. He's not a Muslim. And of course, there always was proof. He himself made anti-Semitic and racist remarks and associated with anti-Semites and racists over the years. I mean, we created a history of indisputable proof that he was a racist and an anti-Semite. And indisputable proof that he was a Muslim, that he signed up as a Muslim when he went to school in Indonesia, and his father was a Muslim. There's no question that he was a Muslim. And so we actually had a black Muslim, anti-Semite, and racist in the White House. Amazing. And his name, Hussein, is an Arab Muslim name. Only Arab Muslims carry that name. But people ignored it. And in fact, polls were taken showing that 90% of the American people did not believe he was a Muslim in 2008. And so he got elected and he got reelected. But we did hundreds and hundreds of videos warning people and people ignored it. 78% of the Jews voted for Barack Hussein Obama for president. A vicious enemy of their own people who did everything he could to destroy Israel and destroy the Jewish people. And the Iran nuclear bomb making agreement that he made which enables Iran to build nuclear bombs. This agreement where he gave Iran hundreds of billions of dollars. He freed up hundreds of billions of dollars from the United States and also from the Western world in general in trade and other things that they were unable to do because of sanctions before Obama's agreement. He and that other vicious Jew-hating piece of subhuman garbage, that subhuman piece of bacteria, John Kerry, Yimach Shmo V'Zichro, that Frankenstein monster. Those two deliberately signed an agreement with Iran that they knew would endanger Israel. They're vicious Israel haters and Jew haters of the worst type. And we warned you about this, and 78% of the Jews voted for Obama. They didn't care. It didn't bother them. None of this bothered the Jews. Boy, are you going to pay. You know, we're on the eve of Rosh Hashanah, the Day of Judgment. When God judges where you're going to go in the next, whether you're going to have a place in the next world or not, and what your destiny is going to be. Those of you who voted for Obama, despite the fact that you knew he was an enemy of your people, oh, are you going to pay? But anyway, I mean, God is going to punish you and punish you severely for having done that, for betraying your own people and stabbing your own people in the back. And now we see that one thing they always denied, they didn't want to tie Obama into Farrakhan. And of course, Obama attended the Million Man March of Louis Farrakhan. He attended Farrakhan's rallies. And we tried to make it an issue, but nobody else did. He was running against John McCain in 2008 and Mitt Romney in 2012. And neither one of them, those two gutless, horrible, disgusting, politically correct candidates, they wouldn't make an issue of the fact that Obama attended Farrakhan's Million Man March and was so obviously a Farrakhan supporter. And by the way, who is Louis Farrakhan? Louis Farrakhan is the head of a cult called the Nation of Islam. Louis Farrakhan has said, and I quote, "I like when the Jews call Farrakhan Hitler. Hitler was a great man. Hitler was a very great man." Because Jewish leaders were comparing him to Hitler and saying his remarks sounded just like Hitler's remarks, because he was saying that the Jews deserve another Holocaust. They didn't learn from the first Holocaust. They deserve another Holocaust. The entire white race is going to be exterminated. He said, "There is a spaceship flying over the planet Earth. A spaceship that is commanded by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad of the Nation of Islam. And as soon as Allah give the signal, Allah is going to suck up the whole white race into that spaceship. The whole white race is going to be sucked up into that spaceship. It's going to be the end of all the white devils, that whole white devil race. It is a race of white devils. And they're all going to go into the spaceship. And they're all going to be sucked up by that spaceship." Mm-hmm. And this is someone who had a million blacks went to his demonstration, including the entire Congressional Black Caucus. Who funds the Congressional Black Caucus? Self-hating Jews. You think rich blacks give to the Congressional Black Caucus? Self-hating Jews are the main people funding the Congressional Black Caucus. The NAACP and all the black so-called civil rights organizations, all with Jewish money. Most of the money comes from self-hating Jews for the organizations like the NAACP. It was formed by self-hating Jews, that organization. It wasn't formed by black people. It was formed by self-hating Jews. And that organization co-sponsored the rally and had buses from all over the country going to Farrakhan's rally. You know what this is like? This would be like black leaders sponsoring or financing Ku Klux Klan rallies. I mean, this is unbelievable. And so Farrakhan, who says Hitler was a great man, Hitler was a very great man, Farrakhan has a rally, and Barack Hussein Obama goes to Farrakhan's rally, and it's not even an issue. Can you imagine if you had a white Republican attending KKK rallies? Would that have been an issue? Could he have run for president? But Obama can go to the rallies of the Klan with a tan. That's okay. Farrakhan is the Klan with a tan. That's okay. And we tried to warn you. We did hundreds, and they're all over. You can look at them. They're all over. You know, our videos were the greatest videos. Our videos against Obama were so good. You know, people refer to them. I remember Romney supporters and others even saying, even commenting on the videos, that JTF videos are the gold standard for anti-Obama videos. And they really were. I mean, we exposed things that nobody else would touch. We really outdid ourselves on those videos, especially because we had the great Shlomo working on those videos. The great Shlomo, of course, being a master creator of the most professional and fantastic videos. But Obama got elected and got reelected, and we had 8 years of him polluting the White House. What a disgrace. And Jews still didn't get the message and still didn't understand. And so now we have a picture that was hidden by the news media. The media had this picture. Everyone had the picture, and they all conspired to hide this picture. A picture of Farrakhan together with Barack Hussein Obama. Look at the two buddies. Farrakhan, the mentor to Barack Hussein Obama. Remember, this is the president of, this is a guy who was served two terms as president of the United States. And he's someone that Bibi Netanyahu, the so-called prime minister of Israel, who you sick brain dead Jews say, he's a real right winger. Oh, he's very good for Israel. Oh, Bibi, yeah. Bibi said that Obama is such a great friend of Israel and we never had a greater friend. Bibi praised Obama when he was president the whole time. Now Bibi praises Donald Trump. Bibi praises whoever's in the White House. Bibi's just a tuchus-kissing, cowardly piece of dreck. Anyway, so we have Farrakhan and Obama, the two buddies, Obama with his a picture with him, shaking hands with Farrakhan and cozying up to Farrakhan, his mentor. And this was not made an issue, except by JTF was the only group that made this an issue in 2008. You had the idiots, you had the morons like Donald Trump, who were saying Obama's not a citizen, that's the issue, that is a stupid issue, whether he was born in Hawaii or born here or born, stupid, irrelevant issue. The relevant issue was, this was a Muslim Jew hater and America hater. That we had clear proof of. That was true. By the way, whether Obama was born in Hawaii or wherever he was born, I don't know the answer to that. And I doubt, by the way, that he wasn't born in Hawaii. I don't believe it. You have not given me proof that's convincing of that. And it wouldn't be relevant anyway. Because if his parents are American citizens, he's an American. So it's stupid. Donald Trump started that, and you have Alex Jones and all the other lunatics. And they ruined this. They stepped on the message. They ruined this. And then John McCain refusing to make an issue of what the real issue should have been, which is Obama's Islamic associations and support for Islamic terrorism. This is what enabled this disaster to take place. We were the only ones telling the truth, and we were the only ones with the real message of what really should have been exposed. No one else told the truth or explained what was really going on. No one else. And our videos, by the way, got hundreds of thousands of views in both campaigns, in 2008 and in 2008 and in 2012 when he ran against Romney. We got hundreds of thousands. I mean, we have one video alone against Obama where we expose his connections to Farrakhan and to the other Jew haters. Just that one video alone has over 200,000 views. So we reached hundreds of thousands of people with a message. But obviously in an election where 150 million people are voting, hundreds of thousands of views is not enough to swing an election. I mean, JTF didn't have the power to swing a whole presidential election. If the election had been really super close, like it was in 2000 between Al Gore and George W. Bush, then we could have made a difference in the election. We actually could have swung the election one way or the other. But because it wasn't, because Obama led by enough votes to prevent that situation, we couldn't. We tried our best, and we did everything we could, but it wasn't enough. But we were the only ones telling the truth, and if people had listened, and if the powers that be, and if the people with real money had supported us and enabled us to reach, instead of hundreds of thousands, to reach millions and tens of millions of people, I'm telling you, we could have beaten Obama. We could have stopped him. And now you see, everything JTF said was not just paranoia, ridiculous. I mean, there are real conspiracies, not the Donald Trump, Alex Jones nonsense conspiracies. Okay? When you have imbeciles and morons leading the Republican cause or the so-called conservative cause. That's where we have no chance. That's why the media loves to publicize. They grabbed all of Donald Trump's conspiracy stuff. They immediately turned it into a big national issue. Why did they give him so much publicity when he started speaking out against Obama? I don't know if you remember, in 2012 he considered running, and he got huge publicity at the time when he was saying Obama's not a citizen. Because the media knew that issue is not an issue that's going to stop Obama from winning. They knew how ridiculous that was. And they wanted quickly to bury the Muslim stuff because they knew the Muslim stuff was really true. And that could have stopped Obama. They knew that. They understood that. They understood that a lot of the same imbecilic, brain-dead, trailer trash, white, working class voters in Ohio and Michigan that voted for Trump but voted for Obama. First they voted for Obama, then they switched to Trump in 2016. Those idiots, those imbeciles, okay? They would not have voted for Obama if they had known what JTF was trying to show the American people. If this message had been brought to them, they wouldn't have voted for Obama. The fact that they voted for Obama shows how stupid they are. And Trump shouldn't be proud that those were his big supporters. And by the way, millions of Bible-believing evangelical Christians stayed home and didn't even bother to vote. Didn't even bother to vote in 2008, 2012. If they had voted and you had a big, really big base turnout among evangelical Christians, we could have won the election. We could have won those elections and beaten Obama. In any event, this is just one issue. And now we have Bill Clinton and the Clintons. We always said the Clintons are anti-Semites, and again, Jews said, what? He's very pro-Israel, Bill Clinton, and Hillary Clinton. Oh, they're so pro-Israel. All the Jewish genius, all the Orthodox Jews that supported the Clintons over the years. Oh, what a sick people. Here's Bill Clinton, together with Louis Farrakhan, with the black Hitler Louis Farrakhan, at the Aretha Franklin funeral. He doesn't mind sitting next to Louis Farrakhan, sitting with Louis Farrakhan. He'll sit with a Nazi. Anything to suck up to a certain group of voters, he doesn't care. He'll sit with Nazis, Klansmen, with Hitler, with anybody. This is the face of the Democrat Party. This is what we're trying to expose now. And Trump has created this situation because a lot of it is in reaction to Trump has destroyed the moral advantage that the Republicans had. The Republicans had a moral advantage over this. They could have run against this and said, hey, you're racist, you're anti-Semites. What is this? What are you associating with this? The Republicans could have run very effectively on this. But Trump ruined that, which in Charlottesville, when you had open Nazis with swastikas marching, Trump said they're good people on both sides. He thought the Nazis, first of all, both sides were the Nazis versus the communists. That's what you had in Charlottesville. On one side you had communists and the other side you had Nazis. And Trump said they're good people on both sides. Wrong, you orange buffoon. Both sides stunk. Both sides were evil. And you praised both sides, you suck up. And then, and Charlottesville is not the only issue. Remember when he refused to condemn David Duke during the campaign, and finally he did in the end under tremendous pressure, he finally reluctantly criticized David Duke, and David Duke supported him. By the way, Louis Farrakhan supported Donald Trump for president in 2016. Donald Trump created this problem. Donald Trump has contributed. He didn't originate the problem. The Democrat Party, for a long time, has been held hostage by evil, monstrous, anti-Semitic, and racist forces. But the fact that it's coming so out into the open, and you have such vicious Jew haters now taking over the party, open, vicious Jew haters taking over the party, we're sitting with Farrakhan, associating with Farrakhan, taking pictures with Farrakhan. Trump has worsened this situation and has created a situation where now there's no alternative. Now both parties are rotten. You have the party of David Duke and Alex Jones. Alex Jones, by the way, whose program Donald Trump appeared on the Alex Jones show, a program which, among other things, has said that the Mossad, the Israeli Mossad, is responsible for 9/11. He blamed Israel for 9/11, and he had so-called experts on his show proving that it was Israel that carried out the 9/11 attacks that murdered 3,000 Americans at the World Trade Center. The Alex Jones show, where he proved that the massacres of school children, the massacre at that school in Connecticut of the school children, that never took place. Those were actors. The people at the funerals whose little kids were murdered, those were all actors. None of that ever happened. Which again, there were very strong arguments to be made for the Second Amendment against the left that was trying to exploit those incidents to take away people's guns. Very strong arguments to be made. But once the lunatics like Alex Jones get into the picture and muddy the waters, the media has the ability now to prevent sane, effective, logical defenders of the Second Amendment from making their case effectively. That's what Donald Trump and Alex Jones and the other Trump supporters have done. And so now we have a Democrat Party that has become the party of Louis Farrakhan, that's being taken over by the Farrakhans, with the support of Bernie Sanders Jews, who are the majority of American Jews. The Bernie Sanders Jews are taking over the Democrat Party, and together with the Farrakhan, other anti-Semites, and the Jews, by the way, the Jews in the Democrat Party are the worst anti-Semites, Chuck Schumer, Bernie Sanders. They're the worst Jew haters. They're the worst enemies of Israel. The Jews in the Democrat Party are the worst, are the people we should fear the most. And this nightmare now is coming about because we elected Trump to the presidency. We have no alternative. Can you imagine if we had elected Ted Cruz and we had this economic recovery? Can you imagine if we had this economic recovery with an intelligent, sensible, sane, articulate, brilliant president like Ted Cruz in the White House? Cruz would be as popular as Reagan was. the Republicans would be on their way to landslide victories. But Trump has so clouded up and created such chaos and such insanity, even if the economy is doing well, he's unpopular. The latest polls show Bernie Sanders beating him overwhelmingly. Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden beating him by double-digit margins. The American people are scared to death of this lunatic in the White House. His own staff is afraid of him. He's out of his mind. And by the way, in every election where there's a primary and there's a contest between an establishment Republican from the swamp and someone who's trying to clean the swamp, he supports the establishment swamp candidate. In California, the race for Congress, the head of the Minutemen is the person who founded the Minutemen, an organization that was trying to guard the southern border, a good guy who's trying to say a real conservative. Trump supports Cook, the congressman from the district who's part of the establishment who supports open borders. Trump supports all the establishment whores and all the other swamp people. And then, and his supporters say, oh, he's being misled. What does he mean misled? You mean he's that stupid? He's that much of a low IQ orangutan that he can't figure out the difference between the candidates, that he always supports the candidate on the side of the establishment? He can't figure it out. Someone is telling him what to do and he can't figure it out. He doesn't know what he's doing. Either way, by the way, if he knows what he's doing, then he's evil. He's just as evil as everybody else. And by supporting the establishment candidates against the anti-establishment true conservatives in the Republican primaries. And if he doesn't know what he's doing, if he's that stupid, then you got to be insane to want an orangutan, a low-Q orangutan like that, an orange orangutan like that in the White House. So this is where we're headed. This is where we're headed. What a nightmare. What a nightmare. Jews, wake up. You need new leaders, and you need to wake up. God is sending you a message. First of all, Jews should want to make Aliyah. They should want to live in the land of Israel. That is our home, not the United States. The United States is headed towards socialism, is going to become a giant Venezuela eventually. The socialists eventually are going to take over. Trump has created a situation where the socialists are going to take over eventually. The Bernie Sanders types, they're going to take over. They're going to win and they're going to take over. It's going to be a catastrophe. Trump is making conservatism and republicanism unpopular among the majority of the American people, among young people, by more than 2-1. They voted against Trump in the last election and they're going to vote against him, and they're going to vote against him by even bigger numbers in the next election. Young people are overwhelmingly left-wing now in response to Trump. They are not convinced by Trump's insane, crazy behavior and all the chaos that he's brought to Washington and all his ignorance, his abysmal ignorance, and changing his positions 5 times a day and just all the other insanity we've seen, the tweeting and all the other stuff. Young people overwhelmingly are rejecting him. That's the future of the country. The people who support him are old people at my age. I'm 62 years old. The people my age, most of them support Trump. Most of them are still voting for him. But that's not the future. People my age are going to die out. That's not the future. The future, the young people in the country, are overwhelmingly Democrat and overwhelmingly left-wing now. And that was not true toward the end of Obama's term. Young people were turning to the right in reaction to Obama. We had a chance to win them over, just as Ronald Reagan did in the 80s. Ronald Reagan, by the overwhelming majority of the youth vote went to Reagan in the 80s. He turned them around. And it could have been done again. Okay, we spent a lot of time on this subject, and you're going to be hearing a lot about the election in upcoming JTF programs because we have no choice. I don't like to speak about it. I hate politics and I hate politicians. I think you know that. I think you can tell from the way I speak about them. I hate politicians and I hate politics and I hate the whole subject, unless it's someone really good like Moshe Feiglin in Israel, who we're supporting from the Zehut Party, unless it's a good person like that. Because he's really a leader, he's not a politician. But these slimy politicians, the others, the 99% of them, these slimy politicians, I can't stand them, and I don't like speaking about them even. I can't stand them. But we have no choice. It's a matter of survival here. We've got to speak out because it endangers the future of Israel, the future of the Jewish people, and the future of the world. Let's move on to Rosh Hashanah, the New Year. I just want to offer our blessings, JTF's blessings, to the wonderful members and supporters of JTF who have stuck with us all through the years. You know, we're getting over 10,000 views on our paid video advertising campaign a week. Over 10,000 Israeli Jews are seeing our videos every single week now. And that's just the paid advertising. We have other videos that are up there that also get views. Many other videos that are also getting views. But over 10,000 a week just on the paid advertising. That's over 40,000 a month. And again, Israel's a country of only 6 million Jews. So we are reaching, every month we're reaching tens of thousands of Israeli Jews with our message. And you know, nobody speaks like us. Nobody dares to speak like we do. So you've made that possible. You've given us a voice when other people tried to take our voice away and tried to silence us. When we told a truth that was unpopular, you stuck by us. And Hashem should bless you for it and should give you a wonderful new year and all the blessings for you and your family, your loved ones. You should be blessed with good health and with prosperity and most of all, living a life according to what Hashem wants, what God wants, because that's your ticket to eternal life. Someday there will be eternal life for those who earn eternal life in the next world. Ba'olam haba, in the world to come. Rosh Hashanah is a very important time. It's a time when we're judged. And it's a time when God decides whether to write us in the book of life or not put us in the book of life. And by the way, the book of life is not just for this year. The book of life is also the book where we're written and inscribed in there for eternal life if we do what's right. So this is a very important holiday and a very important time of the year. People should do tshuva. They should do repentance. They should sincerely pray to Hashem. They should return to the Torah and the mitzvot. If you're Jewish, you should return to the Torah and the mitzvot, the commandments of the Torah. Learn about it. If you don't know, if you grew up in an assimilated house, learn about it. Learn, become interested in, and become familiar with your faith. And turn to the Torah and the mitzvot. It's very, very important. It is the truth. Judaism is the truth and the Torah is the truth. There is a God and he's a loving God and a just, but he's also a just God and the truth is important to him. He's not going to overlook evil and allow people who are cruel and evil and vicious and traitors to their own people and don't care about their own people. He's not going to overlook that. He's not going to overlook that. If you don't care about your own people, if you don't care about the future of Israel, if you don't care about what happens to millions of your fellow Jews and about the land of Israel and all the things that Hashem commands us to care about, if you don't care about that, Hashem is not going to give you a free pass. It just doesn't work that way. And of course, we want the Gentiles also to be righteous Gentiles. And we want the Gentiles also to do what's right, the seven commandments of Bnei Noach. And that's something the Gentiles should also learn about, living a righteous life. The Gentiles have it have much lighter burden than the Jews do. The Jews have 613 commandments. The Gentiles have seven. So it's a little bit lighter for the Gentiles. But, and by the way, when I say 613 commandments, I don't want to intimidate Jews that aren't familiar with that. The vast majority of those commandments, you don't on a day-to-day basis deal with. Okay, so it's a lot less than you would think. So it is doable. Believe me, it's doable to be a God-fearing, Torah-true Jew. And if you want to become a God-fearing, Torah-true Jew, you should do it gradually. But we certainly bless our fellow Jews who are part of JTF, who are part of this movement and part of this struggle, both here and in Israel. We bless our fellow Jews, and we hope that Hashem has mercy on us, has mercy on the Jews and on the righteous Gentiles. Hashem should wake people up and give us a year of hope and a year where we can reach people with a message of truth and where an awakened people decide to do the righteous thing and decide to fight for justice and truth and decide to live a life which is guided by justice and truth. If we only did that, if the Jews would just be guided by justice and truth, the redemption would come, the final redemption would come, the Messiah would come, the redemption would come, we'd have eternal life. All those things would happen. Yes, those things really will happen someday. And so we bless our great members for the new year. And it's a very important time. You know, what happens on the new year, the new year is 2 days, by the way, on the Hebrew calendar. And what happens on these 2 days, and then what happens between the New Year and Yom Kippur, that affects the rest of the year. If you have a good New Year and good things happen, there are all types of signs. We say there are signs that are a sign that show you what the rest of the year is going to be like. This is a very important time of the year, and Hashem is especially open to accepting and forgiving this time of year. This is the time to turn to Hashem. And you know, if you're hearing this program before the start of the new year, you should go to shul, you should go to synagogue and listen to the shofar the ram's horn being blown, and you should ask Hashem to forgive you and for your sins, and you should ask your fellow Jews or anyone else who has committed any sins, who you may have committed sin against, to forgive you. I, by the way, request, if there are people out there whom I have done, if wittingly or unwittingly, if I've done anything wrong to anybody out there, I request your forgiveness, of course. And every Jew should do that. Everybody should request forgiveness, and everybody should understand that this is a time when we do repentance. When we do repentance and when we ask God to forgive us. Because all of us are imperfect, and all of us have done wrong things. Of course, there are different levels of imperfection. There are certain levels of imperfection that we have to try to correct. And there's also treason. I mean, treason, where you're willing to allow your own people to be slaughtered and couldn't care less. That's way beyond. But I think the JTF members certainly are not in that category, thank God. So, we're beginning a new year, new year of struggle. Please also pray for us. Pray for the success of JTF's Hebrew video campaign. Pray for us to reach the people of Israel. Pray for us to succeed, because it's so important to us. Help us financially as well. Help us with the video campaign. Help us financially. The more you help us, the more people we reach. And help us by spreading the word about JTF. And again, your prayers are important. Pray for the success of our movement, so that we can reach our brothers and sisters in Israel with the truth and wake them up. Because if Israel does the right thing, that affects the destiny of the entire world forever. That's our message for this week. Until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach for JTF. Shalom.